Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Red Oliero, the heavyweight champion of Philippine stand-up comedy, and you're listening to the Smart Gilas Pilipinas Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smart Gilas Pilipinas Podcast. Stancy at your service. To my right, Raf Camus. Right across me, Ro Moran. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year!
Welcome to 2015. We promised bigger, better stuff coming at you this year. And man, we are going to be delivering. We're not just going to connect. We're going to deliver.
Hey.
See what I did there?
Smarky already.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're getting smarky before we even hit 1 minute.
We are trying to open things up on a high note.
Baka pumasok si Bad News Barrett.
Uh-oh.
Kakasabi mo lang ng ano eh.
Oh, come on. Let's get serious, boys. Let's get down to business. We have a special guest on our hands. You know, we've been so excited. We've been so excited to have this guest on the podcast.
Better guests.
Ilang weeks natin ito kinausap. And uh-oh, he finally said yes, cleared up his schedule for us. So let's welcome him to the podcast, presenting the heavyweight champion of stand-up comedy, Comedy Manila's own Red Oliero.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's it going, Red?
It's good.
How was your holidays?
It was good because the wrestling was good. So it's good.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, we know you're a huge fan of wrestling.
Oh yeah, definitely. Physically and figuratively.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Comedy Manila. I've seen a couple of your
thank
shows.
Thank you. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen Red, do his thing yet.
The very first Comedy Manila show was actually, the one I first saw. They performed at our company's anniversary party.
Oh, when was this?
2013. I think it was at Resorts World.
Yes.
You remember that?
Maybe.
Yeah,
Marriott? Or?
Yes, a Marriott.
Yeah.
Everyone came in. Airy, GV, Alex.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were there. Did I suck? No. Of course not.
I can't remember.
No, but the reason I'm bringing this up is the last Comedy Manila show I saw, nandun si Red, and he was wearing a CM Punk shirt.
Yes.
And we've talked about this on the podcast. Now, when you see another wrestling fan, there's instant camaraderie.
Oh, yes, it is.
Na,
yeah,
but
definitely.
There's that bit of awkwardness na you see a guy wearing a wrestling shirt, hindi mo alam paano mo siya kakausapin.
True.
Right?
True.
So I was there, and I went to the bathroom. I left my girlfriend to a bar, and I was like, this guy is wearing a CM Punk shirt. I had to say hi to Red Oliero.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, nice shirt. And that was my opener.
Smooth.
And we spent a good 10 minutes talking before I realized, wait, my girlfriend's still at the bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You left her.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah, and that's how I pretty much got to know. Nasi Red is a huge fan of pro wrestling. And it's not every day that you find another person in the entertainment industry who's also into wrestling.
Why are we in the entertainment industry?
I'm referring to somebody outside of us three.
Who's being entertained.
Okay, but you know, I know, sports entertainment tayo.
Mabuti malino, papi.
That's nice.
We've retired that na, pare.
Let's see it in 2014.
Come on. But yeah, so...
Sorry, John and Randy.
Yeah, we're huge fans of John and Randy. No, not necessarily Cena and Orton, but a different John and Randy on the podcast.
I know.
So anyway, we have Red Oliero on the show. We're going to be talking to him about his fandom, about Comedy Manila, and about the different ways that he's actually incorporated his love of pro wrestling in his art, in his craft.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And that's something that, I'm personally curious. Cause if
thank you.
Yeah, because if you listen to, or if you look at all the other shit that we do outside of the podcast, you can see bits and pieces of wrestling influences in what we do.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Like, that's nice. Yeah.
Diba? Like, I'm very guilty of saying on the Twitter, on the radio every day.
Yeah, and having an entire promo that I just heard for the first time that has the DX theme music.
Yeah. Anong promo?
And I myself...
Yung for the Sunday school for your student job.
It's called School of Jobs.
We did use a DX theme.
So you were saying, Red.
Well, I'm really... talagang I cleared up my schedule for this one.
Because
it's really hard if you're like a wrestling fan, like, deep wrestling fan, tapos, and you have no one to talk to. It's so hard to tell my people, like my other friends, like, parang, hey, this guy, Sami Zayn, I actually cried in this match. And wala, they don't care. It's like, sometimes, like, when we smoke, kunare, then I provide the weed. I was like, I provide the weed. Can we watch wrestling? And they're like, oh!
But I'm glad he mentioned that. I'm glad he brought that up because this is what we do here. This is what we achieve.
Yes.
With this podcast.
Yeah, like one of the biggest objectives is to bring people together.
Yun.
So, you know, it's that lacking sense of community, I guess, within the Filipino wrestling community that's brought us all together. And I guess it's a good thing kasi nga, you know,
meron naman community. It's not that you always want to be part of it.
Well, true. Yeah, because there are true. Certain segments yes. that yes. are just I assholes. Yeah, yeah.
No, hey. I concede. And that's why the podcast, especially this podcast, hey. Not to suck our own dicks, but we do cater to the thinking
we're
Pinoy fans.
We suck our own dicks. Yeah.
Sucking your dick.
That's a very terrible figurative statement.
Taray, that's offensive, slightly.
Yo, come on. Cut me some slack here. It's our first recording for the year.
But we're talking about sucking dicks. We're barely 5 minutes into the show.
Yo, we promised
we're sucking dicks.
Yeah. We promised that we were going to try to be funnier this year. We did not mean for it to you know, get
to
this
go
way,
this
to
far.
Go this far.
We apologize to our lady listeners.
Because we do have lady listeners. And
we
9-year-olds
do.
Too.
We do.
9-year-old.
We will also go down on you.
The 9-year-old will go down on you?
You're ladies. You're 9-year-olds.
See, this is why you compared pro wrestling fans to fucking R. Kelly. Yeah.
We're trapped in the closet.
Tang ina naman eh.
You ladies, ah. You ladies. Para ka malinaw.
All right, so before...
Invoking the spirit of John and Randy. Para malinaw.
Before we further shove our foots down our throats... Let's talk about something more serious. I think
feet na pinag-usapan.
I think Red is game to talk about serious shit.
Yeah, man. Right?
Yeah, man.
Now, here on the SGP podcast, in case you're new to the show, by the way, we haven't done this segment
in
about
a while.
In 2 months.
2 months of, huh?
2 months na.
Not 2 months
shit,
na.
It's been that long.
Like before Terminus was the last one.
Holy shit.
People have been missing it.
Yeah. And people
well,
have
people
been
we know.
People talking to us have been saying that they're a huge fan of S&B. So thank you so much. S&B, by the way, stands for Spots and Botches, and it's when we basically give you a list of things we liked and didn't like about the week in wrestling. We review the week, and now that we have Red on board with us, it's great to have, I guess, an outside point of view into the things that we all saw together.
We are so glad. We are so glad that we have a guest who is also watched as much wrestling this week as we did.
Well, some have watched more than others.
Oh. Pero yung ano, yung tuloy-tuloy talaga. Wala pa.
Papi, this guy. Finally. This guy right here.
So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's
we
do it.
Call this list
Spots and Botches.
Let's start with our first item on the list. And well, everybody was so hyped when the Ascension was about to make their Raw debut.
Did they stay hyped?
No. And there's a reason for that, and that's because WWE botched the Ascension's debut, and it wasn't botched any more than what happened on Raw this past week.
Before we go into what happened on this week's Raw, let's go back to their debut muna. Last weekend, diba?
Last week, against Miz Dow and The Miz. Yo, after they lost.
Hindi ka sure kung sino yung ano dun, kung sino yung kontrabida dun.
Yeah.
Like, Miz and Miz Dow asked for another match from guest general managers Edge and Christian.
Right.
And, okay, Edge and Christian had something for them, and it turned out to be the Ascension. So, what is going on there? Diba? Parang, what does that make the Ascension? Does that make them heel or face? Because Miz and Mizdow are
clearly
nominally a heel team, because one half of them is kind of face.
Yeah.
So, that in itself is also a botch. But then we go to this week's episode. It's even worse now. Now they're clearly heels. And at first, I didn't like the idea of name-dropping guys like the Road Warriors and Demolition, teams that are clearly inspired the current
version of the Ascension. Not necessarily Ascension itself.
No,
because,
well, now,
because the NXT version of the Ascension was very original.
In a way.
But then this one feels a little forced. So that in itself is a botch. But where you were going with this, my friend.
Yeah, what's even worse is fucking JBL, man. I think Red has something to say about this.
Yeah, I hate the guy. He's supposed to be a heel commentator.
Right.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
And they did a very heelish thing, which I like. I liked it. I liked it. I don't know if it was a shoot, though.
I don't think it was a shoot.
But it blurred the lines a bit, eh.
Pero alam mo yun, parang hindi siya, no, it's not as offensive to be a shoot yet, I think.
The thing about what JBL did kasi is, as a heel commentator, your basic role is to put the heels over.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what he did not do. Yeah. He shat on the heels.
Oh, yeah.
And he did not just shit on them. He shitted on them
repeatedly.
In the worst way possible.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was a line that he said that was like, who are these guys that the Ascension just dominated? Like, who are these guys? Like, these guys are nobodies or something like that.
But which, sinabi din siya na, ano, na they're not even good enough to carry the Road Warriors bags. Paano ganun?
Yeah.
And as a heel commentator, you're supposed to stick up for the Ascension, the bad guys, regardless of what your personal feelings are toward this angle. You see, that's just doing business.
My theory is that I thought they were being booked as super heels.
Uh-huh.
Like, as if, like, when Brock first came out against CM Punk, and JBL was on the side of CM Punk. That was done beautifully because Brock's a monster.
Yeah.
So I think, I thought they were trying to do that and they done it poorly or something. I don't know. Let's see.
Ako, wala talagang tama yung sa execution na yun eh.
But then, there's a phase two to this eh.
Ano? Phase two?
Yung phase two, yung Vince McMahon conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. The rumors say that Vince McMahon is not in favor of the NXT guys.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. What was it?
Well, again, it's unsubstantiated yet. Pero he's saying that he thinks the NXT guys are overrated and should not be, you know, treated strongly.
Why? Because they're not over 6'5".
I guess. And that it wasn't his ideas. Parang hindi niya brainchild yun.
Yeah, because NXT is Hunter's baby.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really fucking petty.
Vince being a father-in-law? I don't know. I'm looking at this very weirdly. Yeah.
Pwede.
That's the thing. NXT in itself is doing well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's jealous. I'm telling you, it's a feeling.
No, I'd like to think that it's, you know, one of these Oedipus complex type shit.
No, Oedipus?
The father fucking the mother and something like that.
What does that have
like
anything to
because
do
with it? I don't know. I'm saying it's like...
No, it's the Oedipus complexes.
I know.
It's the son fucking the mother. Triple H is fucking into McMahon.
So, no, I just think it's that jealousy thing. That father-son
Oedipus complex.
I'm trying to remember it. It was a psych thing.
What was his point?
He doesn't like them. He doesn't like them.
He doesn't respect them because...
He's being grumpy because people think NXT is better than the main roster.
Which it is.
It is. And that's his fault.
Especially after you take over our Evolution.
Yeah, definitely.
That's his fault. If the main roster isn't better than NXT, that's his fault.
You know, just going back, let's just bring it back to the Ascension. I think one point that we failed to cover is like a little bit of fantasy booking. Just cut me a little bit of slack. What I envisioned kasi of the Ascension as of yung debut nila during the Edge and Christian episode was they'd be brought along like Ryback was.
Mm.
Like he would demolish random jobbers and then paakit na paakit yung level of difficulty ng mga kalaban. And organically, they would develop this badass face reaction. And that's something I would have been okay with had they just brought them along organically like they did Ryback some 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But you know, after they rebooted the Ascension at this week's Raw, wala na, parang nasayang, it's a missed opportunity for me.
Well, there is a chance for them to save the Ascension. Because,
definitely.
But the thing is na, the way that they go moving forward with this, that's all up to Vince now.
I don't completely like it, but I do like. I do understand the need for addressing or name dropping Road Warriors and Demolition.
Yeah, because they completely ripped off the costume.
The comparisons are there, so you might as well address it.
Yeah,
but the way that it was handled.
But the Ascension
so
has two pads. You know, it's two layers.
Oh, tama yun.
There's
tama
two.
Yun.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I concede.
No, but I have an unpopular opinion about it.
Yeah, go.
I like how they booked their debut. I just think the crowd wasn't into, you know.
I don't know what the crowd is.
I think NXT people, they're really not over with a lot of people because, you know, how much percentage of smarks are there in the crowd?
That's true. That's a valid point.
Oh, nga.
So I have a feeling that was supposed to be a nice debut, but plus, it's a bad spot then in the card.
Second to the last match.
Resume
I think
break.
Maling opponents din eh. Parang, nobody wants to see Miz and Mizdow getting demolished. Yeah, maybe Miz, but not Mizdow.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think it was Mizdow who got the pinfall nun eh.
Yeah.
So that's all for the Ascension and how it's a botch as of this week. But since we talked about Edge and Christian, we might as well talk about them. Let's backtrack a bit to the last week of 2014 when we had Edge and Christian come in to Raw and SmackDown as the guest hosts. Yeah. They were pretty much the general managers of those episodes as well. And sa simula, when you think about it, you wouldn't expect them to be major players in the overall canon or mythos.
Yeah.
right?
I was wondering how the decision making was made there. Like they need an injured guy.
guy.
Who do we have like on the list?
Daniel
like,
Bryan, yeah. Santino. Oh, itong dalawa retired.
Right off the bat, I hated how like they introduced them with one theme, and that was Edge's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Actually,
I think Christian could come out first.
Could have like a 5-second entrance, but have his own music for God's sake, diba? He has nice music.
Yeah,
true.
Lalo na yung old, yung Waterproof Blonde.
Yeah.
That was a shit.
I think it was cost cutting or time saving measures there.
Probably. Yeah. But at the start of the show.
Yeah. Or maybe they want to introduce them as an ENC kind of thing.
Yeah, probably. I think that's the reason why.
Okay. Actually, I was watching Rivalries, Edge and Christian versus the Hardy Boys. Yeah. If you haven't seen, it's actually a good watch. Mm. It's a good way to spend 1 hour of your time. I didn't know this. Edge and Christian used to come out to the You Think You Know Me song.
Yeah.
Like, they did.
Which was Edge's song as a solo 2004.
Yeah.
Right, so right I didn't
before,
know that.
Right before Christian left for that other organization.
Exactly. No. What I didn't know was that the You Think You Know Me part was also part of Christian's gimmick.
Yeah.
It was also part of Christian's gimmick. It's just that Edge co-opted it, which is weird because it's weird how in a tag team or in a stable where after they break up, there's always just one guy who gets more than the other guy. And in ENC, it was Edge. It's probably Roman or Seth.
The You Think You Know Me part was from Edge's solo days before he even joined the Brood.
See, that's something new I'm learning.
I think that was his first theme.
No, it was his first theme.
It was his first legit theme. At least he did the Brood with them.
The audio drop was always there.
See, so there. So that's something I'm learning, and you know, I'm not afraid to say that I didn't know this, and I'm learning it right now because something we actually like to encourage in SGP is also learning something new every day.
There it is.
So there. So going back, having ENC on Raw, it was a good throwback.
Very nice throwback. You know how good Edge and Christian are on the mic.
Oh yes,
and definitely. Hearing them talk is.
Nakakamiss.
Kasi they are part of a generation who did not need a full script.
Yes.
That's true.
And it was pretty damn obvious.
Right.
Now they did not need a script to do whatever they did.
They just bounced off the crowd.
Oh, exactly. And each other.
Even the backstage segment. Hey, did you know? I was waiting for it. Hey, did you know Christian used to be World Heavyweight Champion once? He didn't die. No. Okay, we're not going to talk about Edge. Okay. It's an Edge and Cena thing now.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And you compare that shit to Seth Rollins' promos. Yeah. It's always part of that one man who changed the course of WWE. That one man, the vigilantes thing. But it's just being fed.
Yeah.
It's such lazy script.
I have a different theory for that. But
So yeah. So having Edge and Christian, I guess it's a spot, right?
It's a spot. Very warranted
considering
spot.
That run of Ross.
Are we not talking about the ending?
Of course, we're talking about the ending. That's what we're building towards.
Natural progression of things, if you forgot how we do it here.
That was a nice ending. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well.
I mean, that ending was, I guess it was a shocker for some who wouldn't expect Seth to be that devious.
But that's the thing. You underestimated the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Superstar of the year natin siya.
No, because before that, he was just a cartoony villain.
Right.
Yeah,
pretty much. Smarmy, chicken shit.
And now, actually threatening to kill a legend.
He said the word kill.
He said kill.
He didn't want to kill him. It was very... I took it as figurative. I'll put him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
There was a last part before he threw the mic, right?
Yeah.
And he literally could die from one more bump.
Yeah, that's Edge's medical condition right
now.
Yeah,
he can. Legit.
Is that why he didn't take the briefcase to the chest?
Yeah.
Christian had to take that shit?
No.
And sell it for the whole segment?
15 minutes.
Papi na concussion daw kasi.
Sorry.
We're not supposed to be laughing about concussions here. Concussions are serious shit.
Sorry, Jay.
All right, but going back.
Okay. Overall, that episode of Raw, one of the most satisfying episodes.
Mm. Yeah,
true.
Okay, with the exception of the authoritarian toast thing at the end of it.
I didn't like that.
That was a little weird. Yeah. But everything else, suave.
Yeah.
Great episode. And the continuity of, we didn't even mention Daniel Bryan.
Oh yeah,
that's Daniel true. Bryan made his return at this
Papi,
episode.
Oh.
That was a great emotional roller coaster. Then, like,
kala natin.
Kala natin.
I marked out, man. I was like,
I didn't get to watch.
I tweeted
it,
as in like. Because like Daniel Bryan, please don't retire.
Did you tag him?
Sad face. Yeah, I did. In the hopes that no, my friend, I'm not going anywhere.
He was actually surprised if people thought he was retiring.
And like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either.
No, he wasn't surprised. He was surprised.
Yeah,
that people thought he was retiring.
No, sure. Because like, okay, this is the logic behind this. This last surgery that he was supposed to have, that God knows if he even has had it yet, is career threatening for a wrestler.
No, yeah, I know.
Tommy John surgery, like, because I watched a lot of baseball in my heyday. Tommy John surgery is the death knell.
You mean this isn't your heyday?
When I was 10 years old. 10 years ago, para heyday na yan.
That such was a that sad life you live if 10 years old is your heyday.
Fuck you. No, but because I used to play baseball. Tommy John surgery is the worst thing that can happen for a player because it inhibits the motion of your elbow. And that's potentially devastating. That's potentially career devastating for him.
Which picture.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Daniel Bryan, it's like you'd think, shit, if that's the reason he's going to retire, sayang.
But he's not.
Yeah,
so
dude. Even the smarkiest of smarks felt like they were gonna cry after Daniel Bryan started talking.
Because it's still real. No, that
because he cried.
Because that angle is still sort of real.
Hey, in denial, I was predicting that it was gonna be a Royal Rumble entrance announcement.
Okay.
And in denial on Twitter, but right. I didn't want to acknowledge that it was retirement, so I was joking that no, this is gonna be a Rumble entrance announcement.
Very optimistic. No, he's still gonna be okay.
It's the optimistic crying voice.
And
yeah.
Guess what happened?
He called it.
Called it.
Exactly. Well, not just me.
Yeah, like not a bunch of other people.
Yeah, a bunch of other people.
Right, so I guess that's pretty much a thumbs up that we're gonna give to a Raw that stood out amidst a bunch of crappy Raws that have taken place over the last month. Right. Let's move on back to last week's Raw, or the last Raw that just happened.
This most recent Raw, first Raw of the year.
Let me pose this question: am I an asshole for being happy that Jerry the King Lawler was unwell and unable to call Raw this week?
No.
Not entirely, but if you blame it on the fact that he's had, medical conditions.
No, it depends on the medical condition.
Yeah,
if it's a heart attack, yes.
You're an asshole.
No, it's not undisclosed.
What is it?
It's diverticulitis.
Oh shit!
What really?
That's the thing that Brock had.
Yeah, that's the thing that Brock had.
What the fuck is the?
Like you have in your intestinal tract.
Okay.
You have to get it shortened.
So para makajebs ka na maayos.
Hindi lang jebs.
Hindi lang.
Digestion.
That's what put Brock in retirement
from the UFC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it's really painful.
Yeah.
Right.
So since it's not a heart attack, okay then.
Yes.
You're still an asshole,
dude. I was pretty happy. Now, it wasn't Jerry the King Lawler. I was okay with having Booker T there. I kind of miss Booker T.
I like.
But
in all fairness, he's not the best.
Or Red was telling us something off air about Booker T.
Yeah, well, Booker T did a lot of mistakes. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe. I don't know how short notice he took the job though.
Right.
Yeah. Because he's always on the entrance panel, the pre-show panel.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Raw pre-show?
There's a Raw pre-show.
And every PPV pre-show panel.
Every pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know the pay-per-views.
Every pay-per-view, he's there.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Well, ayan, so he's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he must know the storylines then.
Of course he
does. Updated to
Papa. Oh, he almost
botched the two out of three falls with Barrett and Dolph.
And he kept calling Barrett Wade Barrett.
Well, that's
a good thing. Na parang, for the first time, you have somebody that's, acknowledging former selves of...
He acknowledges.
I like it.
Barrett
like
is not just bad news.
He's not just. He has another side.
He has a name. He has feelings. No, but Booker T, he actually did. He actually did his job as
very
a commentator.
Yeah, he tried hard.
He did
like
a lot better,
but he tries hard.
Yeah.
Right, and that's something that that's something we can say for him and not for JBL or Jerry the King Lawler
nowadays.
Yeah, so I guess that's what deserves Booker T's inclusion as a spot on this list on the podcast.
Kahit na may mali ka, tao ka lang naman. That's okay, pare.
I love listening to Booker T.
Yeah, I mean, save for the shucky ducky quack quack. It's bearable.
And the Fave Five, then I'm gonna give
you. Dude, I love the Fave Five. I miss the Fave 5 too. I miss his Fave 5. Do you remember yung Fave 5 niya dati, di ba?
Lagi nag-iiba.
Hindi, lagi nandun si my boy D. Brian. Lagi nandun.
He's number four on my Fave 5.
Oh, you'd always say, but this is, you know, Seamus is in my Fave 5.
I think that's intentional though. Like he has like a like an infinite Fave 5 thing.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Cole's like, how many people are in your Fave 5, Booker?
So yeah, we miss Booker T, obviously. But you know who else we miss? Dude, we fucking miss Blue Pants.
On NXT!
Blue Pants.
Leva Bates!
Right, so if you don't know yet, her real name and her ring name is actually Leva Bates. But in WWE lore, we know her more as Blue Pants.
Thanks, Enzo.
It was actually enjoyable to see her come out, you know, see that little feud develop between Enzo and Carmella because of Blue Pants' surprise win over
Carmella.
the princess of Staten Island.
Yeah.
Leva Bates, contract signing imminent.
I hope so, because they're planning to take the women's division up a notch, especially in NXT where they're given more time. So to have more talent.
So with that, Mia Yim contract imminent also.
Hey, I'm not going to be opposed to that.
Sana.
I'm not going to be opposed to that.
When was this match that she had with Charlotte?
That was right before Mia Yim's NXT debut.
NXT debut.
Right before the go-home show of NXT before TakeOver.
TakeOver Fatal 4-Way.
Fatal 4-Way, man. Our Evolution.
Our Evolution.
Bago pa yun.
Okay, I made a mistake. But yeah.
Tao lang naman eh.
Yeah. Oh, tao lang. So, yeah, Blue Pants, of course, a spot on the list. We love seeing some of these indie wrestlers who really deserve a shot at the WWE get a little bit of an opportunity. So that's a good thing. Another spot on the list. Well, these guys have been getting good shots all over WWE TV
nice
lately.
Save,
Let's
nice
talk
save.
About the Uppercats.
Uppercats.
They're connected.
Or / Team K-Swiss.
Asro would like to call them Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. If you didn't know by now, they are now a tag team. And, you know, they've got great chemistry.
Masters of the Universe din, eh?
Official name ba nila?
The Masters of the Universe.
What is the official name?
Yeah. Okay, that's... You know how they have this hand sign?
Yeah.
That thing.
Parang gang sign.
They have a gang sign. That's
and these motherfuckers are actually trying to do it right now.
That's in the shape of an M.
Yeah.
It's like Masters of the Universe, which is the alleged team name moving forward. But there's no branding to it yet. Eh.
Yeah, wala pa, wala
it's still pa. It's still just Cesaro.
Sino ba yung ano sa He-Man? Baka magalit sila
eh.
No, did they win a match? Or?
Yeah, they have won a great match against Los Matadores last Friday on SmackDown.
And they won.
And they won. And they assaulted...
The New Day.
On Raw.
Wearing gimp suits.
Yeah. In weird
gimp suits.
Yeah.
Right. Disguised as Rosebud. So they have this finisher
very
now.
Very uncomfortable gimp suits. Right. Yes, okay.
Okay, go on. Go on.
It's very uncomfortable. Like even if you're wearing like proper underwear, these things are warm as fuck.
Well, they only need to do it like for
5 minutes.
2 minutes? Yeah.
5 minutes, and it's just like.
But you have to rest. They had to wrestle.
Off,
yeah.
For them to pull off the moves that they did in those suits, I'm like, respect, man, mad respect.
Considering that you finish nila is a power bomb that leads into
Blockbuster.
Thank you. A power bomb into a blockbuster. So
Top rope neck breaker.
Plus, they have bigger penises. They're white. So that
they're
would be
Swiss.
Really,
yeah. He's Swiss.
Swiss. Sorry. Well, they're still white.
Swiss-Canadian.
Swiss-Canadian.
They must have larger penises than us.
Yeah.
K-Swiss. Ay, bibili tayong shirt eh. Ako bibili akong shirt.
There are shirts going around on the internet right now. They're not WWE licensed shirts.
No, but those were the ones that they wore.
Backstage Fallout.
Yeah, on the Backstage Fallout.
Have you seen them, Red?
Yeah. The one with the... It's black and white, right?
Yeah.
Yung Fact Dropper, Tyson, Calgary, Alberta.
Gonna buy it.
Tapos King of Swing, Cesaro.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty badass. Kaso...
Mahal.
Medyo mahal.
What?
Especially if you're Pinoy. It's like $28.41. So it's kind of expensive. But si Ro, high roller siya ngayon.
High roller.
High roller siya eh. So,
like a windfall.
Yeah. Tama. Bagong taon. Bagong sweldo. Anyway.
Hindi na sabihin kay Kim Hinares yan.
Anyway, before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's talk about Sad John.
Sad John.
I think this is the last item on our list. And I want to spend time talking about...
I love the term.
Sad John. So if you're new to the term Sad John, which Red is apparently a fan of already, Ro, please do the honors.
Sad John is, you know what happened at the end of Raw. Everyone hates him now because everyone is fired because of him.
It's all his fault.
And now you know,
he's sad.
So sad, John. I'm open about mopey face, frowny face, while the Stars and Stripes Forever are playing in the background. So funny.
Instead of going to meme, dude. You could
actually meme
out. Yes, sad John.
Let's make sad John meme.
Okay. Okay. Reaction face.
Yeah, that'll be. I don't know. I guess.
But yeah.
May kulang para sa akin, cause like.
What do you mean?
This is just my opinion. I really, really wanted to see Dolph, Rowan, and Ryback beat Cena up after
getting that's a very old school writing, huh, Stan?
Yeah, it's very, you know,
you wanted the whole turn on them type of thing?
Because for the longest time, I've been clamoring for Team Cena as of Survivor Series, turn on
to
Cena.
Fall out.
Yeah, cause
because
Scumbag
Cena.
Yeah.
Scumbag Cena siya for a long time. And it's only
he didn't even come out to help him all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, then the thing is that Cena's really like
a dick.
If you look at it, he's a fucking dick.
Yeah, he is.
But it's understandable if you were in Dolph Rowan's and Ryback's shoes at that time and you want to beat Cena up. But it's actually good face writing.
Restraint?
Yeah, restraint.
But the thing is, they looked so helpless.
Yeah.
At the end. I mean, sure, they're making them look sympathetic moving forward.
Mm.
But right now, it's like...
Cena didn't fire them. And Cena did not want to fire them. It was the authority manipulating
everything.
Cena did
jack shit.
I actually did want one of them.
Maybe Rowan.
Cena. Yeah, maybe Rowan because Rowan sucks as a face.
Maybe Ziggler because he's a better heel.
I actually like Rowan as a
Ziggler,
face.
Everyone
like
loves
a jobber
face.
He's like a jobber face, right?
No, Rowan's actually a nice savant face. Parang you misunderstood savant, which I actually called, by the way, weeks before it was confirmed. I love the misunderstood savant Rowan character. I love it.
Yeah, like you have actually have an IQ of 198.
143.
Yeah, something like that.
148, medyo magneto.
I got
a bad. Pero siya, he's a wine connoisseur and he's trained in classical guitar.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Tayo na, sobrang nakakagago when Renee Young busted that shit out.
No, it was Tom Phillips, I think.
Tom Phillips, yeah. Oh, thank you. It was retroactive writing, diba? Like at first you would think na Swampwood's cult member lang talaga si Rowan. And now that he's on his own, I think he's made a nice niche for himself as this nice teddy bear hoss face character and the misunderstood.
So he's Festus.
No, hey,
Festus 2.0.
Oh, hey.
No, not necessarily.
He's ugly though. He can be face. He's super ugly. He's like,
but he's like
heel ugly. I'm not saying like Ryback is ugly. But,
si Kane
din
naman,
yeah, but
you know what? I think there is a kind of teddy bear like cuddliness to Rowan.
Question: is it Eugene Cuddly?
Parang ganun.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to get at.
I didn't set it up to be pahiya. I was just it's a legitimate thing. Is it Eugene Ugly? Cuddly, sorry.
That's exactly what you're trying to get at.
He still comes out character. In a sheep mask, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's part of the
appeal.
That's part of the part. Like, I'm misunderstood. I almost hide my face.
Kaya siya cute kasi yung sheep mask. No, but going back,
it's very early, so we don't know. Like,
yeah, we don't know yet.
But going back to the segment, if you wanted any of them to hit Cena, it's kind of short, isn't it? It's looking at the short term.
Okay.
Because I think they would be better faces in the long term if they didn't take it out on Cena and they just, you know, fought back and won against the authority.
Ano yun, para magra-rally sila?
Oh.
Alam mo, you know, actually, going back to the segment, like, half the time towards the end, like, I'm like, because it was so anticlimactic, I was like, so does Sting come out with the baseball bat and fuck up everything?
Again?
Just because?
When does Sting come out? That's a big question.
Another big question, but let's save it for when he does. Because, you know what? We can say Royal Rumble entrant, maybe. Royal Rumble.
No, wait, I don't think he's going to
Rumble. But Royal Rumble appearance, not
probably.
Necessarily in the match, probably. But the thing is, he only has so many more dates before WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the thing is, storyline progression-wise, I don't see where he fits yet.
But WrestleMania isn't this Sunday, so there's still time.
There's time. But looking at the logical writing, which wrestling logic is illogical, I don't see where he fits yet.
Oh, wala pa.
You know, just one last note before we move on the three guys that got fired, Rowan, Ziggler, and Ryback. I can't help but feel flashbacks to just a few years ago when they did the same thing to the Rhodes family.
Oh, that's true.
So remember when the Rhodes family were outcasts and they would just attack out of nowhere?
That was very cathartic.
It was.
It might get there. I think it is getting there.
Is it not as powerful?
You don't fire three guys
out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere and do nothing with them.
And they ano pa, glad pa sila sa stage, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Ganda.
People love them. People love Ryback. People love, yeah, people love Rowan Ziggler. And Ziggler.
So I love Ziggler.
Rowan not so much maybe, but
yeah.
Ziggler definitely. It's definitely their biggest face. Yeah.
I think Ziggler right now is more beloved than the Rhodes family was when they got fired.
Yeah, if it worked for Goldust and Cody Rhodes back then, imagine what it will do to these three guys.
Right. Huh? So I think that's something to be optimistic about.
Oh, just hold on muna. Wala pa tayong resume niya.
Yeah. But we're on the road.
Oh, we're on the road.
On the road.
Nakaumpisa pa lang eh. Yeah.
Don't get off yet. Oh. All right, so that's basically it for the past week of Raw. Now let's reserve our last item on the S&B list for something
very
huge,
special, incredibly
monumental.
Special something.
All right, thank you,
and
Homer.
And it's not just red.
We didn't have to go there, dude.
Yeah, man.
Well, we've been talking about big guests. I think our next guest is also kind of big.
Oh, that's true, and he's also very brown. But
what the fuck?
Dude, his fucking name.
Brown.
His fucking name on the movie.
My man.
So anyway, I was building up the fucking Wrestle Kingdom 9, alright?
Alright.
And I dropped the Festus thing kanina, yeah, intentionally for Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Fine. Now, okay. So Wrestle Kingdom 9 took place this Sunday, this past Sunday, and I think it was the first time that New Japan tried having American commentators, and they had Jim Ross and Matt Stryker call the show.
Care of Global Force Wrestling.
Oh.
That's my first New Japan show ever. Like, I bought a New Japan t-shirt way before I saw a New Japan show.
Wow.
Yeah, don't judge me. Right?
That's loyalty.
Yeah, that's like...
Don't judge me.
You fucking poser.
Blind loyalty.
Yeah. I'm a wrestling fan. I saw a New Japan shirt in Japan. I bought it.
He didn't know he was going to watch a New Japan show.
Yeah. You never know. Like, how often are you in Japan, right?
I'm going to be going back to Tokyo by October.
Oh.
See, look at that fucker.
Hopefully
that
in time for their October
you
pay-per-view.
You better get me a mask.
Yeah.
You better get me a shirt.
Anyway, so, you know, Wrestle Kingdom 9, if this was your first show, I guess it's best to come in without any expectations.
Mm.
Yes.
Like, that's what I did. I think the most expectations I had coming in were yung primer on cage side seats that Jox posted on the Facebook group some months ago. Which is basically outdated. October pa yun eh. So, like, from October to now, the incumbent champions heading into Wrestle Kingdom were different na.
Yes.
So, but at some point, it was still helpful because it gave me an idea of people's positions on the card and their styles of wrestling and probably their character. So I had an idea about Bullet Club. I had an idea about the Young Bucks. I knew about Tanahashi, Nakamura, and Okada being the big three. So that's as much as I knew. But like heading in, I had to ask these guys, like, which matches are the most must-see?
I'm going to be honest
with you. The only matches I've seen are the Fatal 4-Way for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championships.
Which is a mouthful.
No, yeah, but actually, it's pretty damn long.
Styles versus Naito and Nakamura versus Ibushi.
Yeah, I've seen the same three matches.
I've seen the
out of time constraints
and the Intercontinental Championship match. Also out of time constraints.
And it's hard when you have a fucking day job or a job in general.
Yeah. Well, I have a job.
What? What
is
your
night job?
You're a jobber. A jobber in life right now.
Apart from being PWR's announcer, which is only every so often.
Yeah. You have all this time on your hands, asshole.
No. I do a lot of music work on the side. But the thing is, I have a lot of downtime in between, which allowed me to watch this show in its entirety.
Daming time.
3 hours, 45 minutes.
Papi, work pag may time.
Of fuck you, man.
I'm kidding.
Fuck you, man. Okay, you know, next time I need an announcer, I'm doing it myself. Fuck you, Stan.
Are you alone in that PWR job?
I'm the only announcer.
Oh.
I'm actually the only wrestling announcer in the country.
Ring announcer.
Yeah.
Stan is the only...
General manager.
Ro is the only professional wrestling audio technician.
Damn.
Not even permanently.
Anyway. Anyway, we get sidetracked. I'm the only one of all of us four in the booth right now
who's seen the whole show. Damn it.
And because these fuckers haven't seen the whole thing, I can't talk about results.
Yeah, you can't.
Because out of courtesy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for the people who have seen it, you know why I'm holding back a bit, because there's a lot of special moments in these matches. And I mean, I've watched my share of Puro, I mean, I don't watch it on a weekly basis,
right.
Monthly basis.
That's right.
But I do watch a lot of it, incidentally. Like,
have you been watching a long time? Or?
Like I've known about Ibushi ever since he got involved with Generico.
Ah, wow.
And that's good shit.
Yeah. I've seen Ibushi on Evolve.
Yeah, you've seen. I mean, you've seen. I bet you've seen, like, some of their matches on other things.
Yeah.
But the thing is, these New Japan guys are really the best in the world.
Mm.
And Matt Stryker says it repeatedly through the show. This is the best pure wrestling that you will see. And he's right for a change.
Speaking of Matt Stryker, he's good. He was good in the show.
Really
I was
good
expecting
on this show.
To be. I was expecting it to be.
I was expecting like even a notch below what he does on Lucha Underground.
Oh, La Luna. But I think I found he was best when he's actually commentating, not just as the second color guy, but also commentating on an established product.
Yeah,
and not
on something new.
Not something new that he has to build up as a world, as a universe.
Because that's the thing about Stryker is he's a really smart guy.
Mm-mm.
And the thing is, now you match him with JR, great shit right there.
Really great chemistry.
And the thing is, it makes New Japan very accessible in this way.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons na parang it works. And it worked so well. It's because, like, even if, you know that they're not going to call it Lariato or Renomeku.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're going to miss out.
The way that you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
That the way the Japanese commentators do, but at the same time, you see that yung knowledge nila of the product just comes into play so often, and it's so good.
You know what I appreciated? The fact that neither of those guys took any pot shots at WWE.
Thankfully.
Or any other promotion.
There were small. There were small pot
they
shots.
Were there. They, I remember something JR said about the Intercontinental Championship, like, why would you keep around a belt?
Yeah, why would you keep around a belt?
And a promotion that doesn't have any
value.
Yeah, any value.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I kind of remember.
And then there was a pot shot, parang escape from America during the Styles match or
TNA with a TNA pot shot.
Well, it's not a TNA pot shot. It's just more of outside of American wrestling, kasi diba yung mga gaijin.
Yeah,
make it big in Japan, like Bullet Club especially, because Bullet Club in itself is a phenomenon.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, or who are, just know the Bullet Club as, they're NWO 2.0.
In Japan.
they go far beyond that. And you'll see it through the show. Na, with them, they act like they own the place. And they're very heelish. Na, traditional heelish. But the thing is, na, it's in an environment that being a heel doesn't mean you're a jackass the way you're an American heel.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But do they always, like, fight clean? Like, because Styles fought clean.
Styles fought clean. But the thing is, na, with the Bullet Club, it was very, it's very inorganically, heelish.
Ah.
Na, unlike Japan heels, na parang, like, Chaos, na some of them, they're really just like, I won't cheat. I'm just the unlikable guy.
Right.
But sa kanila, talagang, they're using traditional, like, Eddie Guerrero level heel stuff.
Ah.
And it's unnatural for the Japanese crowd.
There was this one bit of praise, actually, that JR and Matt Stryker gave to wrestling as a whole. And they were saying things about how it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. And this is something that the three
of
us say.
And we've been saying it. We've been saying it for a year now.
Right, yeah. Right. We've been saying that for the past year. But sina JR and Stryker, when they said that, they actually enumerated a bunch of promotions, both in the U.S. and in Japan. They mentioned WWE. They mentioned NXT. They mentioned Lucha Underground.
And TNA.
TNA.
Yeah.
So, parang, I guess, in a way, on generally speaking, they still didn't try to throw a lot of pot shots. Which,
anywhere.
Yeah. So I guess yun yung maganda sa chemistry nila and the way that they called Wrestle Kingdom 9.
Yeah.
Red, what are your thoughts on what you've seen so far of the show?
I've seen the same amount of shows with Stan. First show was the first match was Spot Fest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
typical. Sure. I really like that. I forgot his name. That which went on a clothesline frenzy.
See, O'Reilly ba to?
Romero. Yeah, that guy was crazy.
Yeah, Rocky Romero from the Forever Hooligans.
Yeah. Young Bucks was good.
Super
really
Kick Party.
See, Bomaye guy.
See, Nakamura.
That's the best match I've seen so far of the year.
Actually, it was rated five stars.
Ina pala, no?
ever.
January na pala. If it was included last year, it's probably match of the year.
Dude, that match was rated 5 stars. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Meltzer did it?
Yeah.
Meltzer.
I saw a 5-star match today.
Hey.
But, you know what? Just wait till you get to the main event.
Okay, thank you for the teaser.
I'm just telling you guys.
No, but it's nice. It's just nice to know that I saw a 5-star match, because to my memory, the last 5-star match I've seen was Punk Cena from 2011 at Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. The thing is, this is some of the best wrestling that you will see. It's very emotional.
Okay.
And that's the thing. It's not just purely good wrestling. It's emotional good wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't, if you don't understand what's going on, if you don't understand what a Rainmaker is, you don't know the feud that these two guys have had, you watch that main event match, putang inang ganda.
Somebody give this guy a contract for NJPW promotions guy.
No, because that's the thing with that I like about wrestling. It's that it has transcended into an art that, you know, you really touch people. You know, it's WWF old school was just a very entertaining show. Now, when these artisans came into the mainstream,
artisans,
they really
like
you know, like the artisans, like I call them the artisans, like
Daniel Bryan's a fucking artist.
Yeah, yeah, Daniel Bryan and the guys, they put in a dimension of wrestling that the mainstream hasn't seen before. That's why I was a really super. I'm a super ROH mark before.
But. You're a robot.
And this is something we're going to get to talk about with Red in a bit, actually. We're going to dissect this fandom, because I want to dig deeper into Red Oliero's fandom, but I guess this is also a good time for us to kind of end the list right now. It's called Spots and Botches, by the way, in case you just tuned in.
So we don't get to do the...
The shout?
Fine. Let's close it properly. That has been the list of things we liked and didn't like this week in wrestling. We call this list
Spots and Botches.
That shout's gonna be over very quick. Yeah.
Shout out to PWR senior official Matt Ross, who was dropped by to say hi.
Yeah. So hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, we're going to break.
We promised we would deliver with another bit of our interview with Red Oliero. Try to get to know him a little better, especially for all of you who are probably new to stand-up comedy in the Philippines, to Comedy Manila, and to Red himself. So
stand-up comedy in general.
Yeah, actually. So let's talk to Red. Let's talk about Red Oliero. So whenever you introduce yourself, let's say you're meeting a girl at a bar. What's the first thing you say to a girl at a bar to introduce yourself?
Out of the bar.
Yun.
I always tell them I'm a comedian.
Okay.
Because girls like the funny stuff.
And how do you roll with that? Like, anong follow up? I'm a comedian.
I roll with it very miserably. I don't get the girl usually.
So what's the success rate for a comedian?
Okay, this is the thing. If it's a girl that saw your show and you killed, like killing means you do well in stand up. And if I kill, and this girl you want to hit on, it's a bar.
Yeah.
Confidence way up there. So like, asked straight out, like, para, yeah, I'm single, blah blah blah.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't joking about being single. Ganyan. You know, just like make her laugh and just tug and ask for a number, then blow it the next day. When all the grandeur has faded out.
The grandeur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so how does it burn out?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just me. I'm sobrang. It's one of the things that I do in stand-up comedy. It's like I'm the forever single guy. Aww. So
actually, I remember now. I have seen a Red Oliero set.
Yeah, yeah.
So alam ko na, I know your usual jokes about. It's very dick humorish, diba?
Well, I had that. I did have a very intimate 3-4 minute segment about I don't need a girlfriend anymore because sobrang galing ko na magjakol type of thing.
The set I know from yours is about your weight.
I think
that was your early stuff.
No, I've always had stuff about my weight. Like ngayon, it's always my generic topic to start out with. Like if
intro,
I do like a 20-minute set,
yeah,
I do like 8 minutes about weight all the time. Because it's what people see.
That's right.
If you don't address it,
right,
parang it's like not addressing the elephant in the room. Literally, the elephant in the room. Parang ganon. So I always have, and to keep it fresh, I always write new weight jokes. Pero ang problema, you can't put it in all in one set.
Right.
Like right now, siguro I have like 30 minutes material on weight, and you can't put it all in one set. It's masawa yung tao eh.
Overload siya.
Coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so but how did you get started with stand-up comedy and with Comedy Manila?
Stand-up comedy here in the Philippines started way, way back, mga 2005. Not me. Yeah. And it was with Tim Tayag. Mm. This was, ano tawag dun? Like, kunwari, like, sila Rex Navarrete did shows here and stuff like that.
But he was always based
pero,
in the States, right?
Tim Tayag talaga and this guy, Alan Manalo, brought it here and actually trained people. Parang ganun.
And were you among those hindi, no?
They did a Jack TV show called Lahapalooza.
I think I remember
and
that.
And they were looking for university students.
Wow,
and then,
okay.
It's like lahat, ano, lahat amateur. Right. Ish, ganun, dapat. So it was my first time doing a set. Tapos I had this like really stupid Manny Pacquiao joke. I auditioned win. Tapos, ayun, that's how I started. Like parang it's always something I've always been a fan of.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to like have like an artistic outlet. Kuno. Uh-huh. I'm quoting in the air right now. tawag dun, I tried it. I never thought I'd be, you know, hooked. That's it. Kasi pag you're there on stage and when people laugh at you, sobrang addicting feeling siya. Uh-huh. That's why I stuck with it.
Interesting. Now, how did you get affiliated naman with Comedy Manila?
Well, Comedy Manila started about 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was like made by members who were from the Comedy Cartel. Comedy Cartel was the first group that started stand-up comedy.
No.
Comedy Cartel was Tim Tayag, Alan Manalo, Alex, me, GB. This is a bunch of guys. Mm. A bunch of guys from Lahapalooza and Lahapalooza 2. Mm. And tapos when Comedy Cartel wasn't parang the managers weren't doing much nice shows then.
Yeah.
We tried booking our own shows and managers didn't like that. Parang oh you have to be involved ganyan, or something like that. So we just fuck it, just make our own shit. Uh-huh. So GB started it with Airy, parang ganun. And right now it's turning out to be wala, yun lang ginagawa namin. It's like parang we quit our jobs and just do stand-up full-time. That's it. Yeah.
So how hard is it to transition from, let's say, sanay ka na you have your 9-to-5 job and then you move into doing comedy full-time?
What did you do before, by the way?
I used to be an advertising copywriter. Okay.
Oh,
I studied comsci.
Okay.
Wow. What a journey.
Yeah. I studied comsci. Then I did stand-up comedy when I was third year college.
Mm.
And then that's when I knew that I wanted to do something creative. That's why I did advertising. Then when I did advertising, it was too much, like 19 hours a day.
Oh shit! I know the feels.
Yes, you know it. You would know.
I'm an advertising 6-month veteran.
6-month veteran.
So, 6-month contract lang yung.
You didn't stay on.
You got future endeavor.
Yeah, I got future endeavor.
Well,
how long were you in the advertising industry?
I was about 3 years, maybe more or less 3 years.
Shit.
Ganun. So then I quit. Parang, okay, fuck it. Parang, sige, fine. I won the awards na kailangan. Because they're like very award-centric.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they are.
So
what awards were they?
Kidlat Award. May Kidlat Award ka.
Yeah, I have a Kidlat. I have a Can. I have a Leah. I have a, you know.
Wow.
Mumbo jumbo things.
Young Lion.
That Leah sounds like
I
a
don't know, I have a Young Lion. Like, I have like a Bronze Lion or something like that. But, tawag dun, after that, parang, I already have my creative output. I don't need this job.
Oh.
So, I quit. Did more stand-up comedy. Tapos I just freelance right on in the morning. Ganun lang.
Was it hard to support yourself doing that?
Actually, mas mahirap mag-support kapag full-time ka. Kasi sobrang baba na swendo sa advertising.
Well, depends.
Depends, yeah. Totoo. Depends. Pero if you look at it in perspective, like, if you're one of the top guys, wala pa rin kwenta yung sweldo mo if you're one of the top guys sa, like, kunwari, client-side marketing or something like that.
True that.
So what was the reaction from, let's say, your family or friends when they found out now you're going to really do this full time?
Well, my mom was like, all right, I'll give you like parang 6 months or something like that. Then I started parang, kala nila sa akin parang, no, I'll do freelance. And it'll make so much more money and I have more time for a stand-up.
And that's what they always say.
They don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I did. On my first year, I doubled my salary.
Shit.
And
yeah, because that's really what you can get.
Freelance.
Talaga with freelance, talagang solid.
And not just stand-up?
No, not just stand-up.
Okay.
And yun talaga yung cash cow. It's like my prueba when my mom says that I don't have a job. Well, look at my paychecks.
I know the feels.
Look at my tax return.
But yeah, there's a funny bit nga din dun eh. Like parang my mom, like she's always been like on my, parang sinasabi niya sa akin na parang, oh, get a job, ganyan. Then I Tapos isang beses, nakakuha ko ng paycheck. Because they pay late.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
naipon yung cheque ko.
I know how that feels.
So, ganda ng cheque ko. It's like a very nice six-figure check.
Tapos,
tagal na eh. Tagal na eh. Like, I haven't, para siguro 1 year's worth
of
work. Ganang-ganan. So, pinakita ko, ma, kala ba walang pera sa freelance? Tapos yun. So, right now, I pay for water. I pay for a lot of things in the house now.
How long have you been doing this full-time?
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
2 years. Yeah. 2 years plus going.
I think it's kind of like deciding to be, it's similar to deciding to want to be a professional wrestler.
I guess
like
so.
You?
Yeah.
No, I don't do it full time yet.
Well.
Yet.
I mean, eventually.
Sana.
It's one of those things, yeah.
And speaking of professional wrestling, pare, narinig ko, ano.
Pwede ba natin sabihin yan?
Pwede ba natin sabihin?
Yeah, let's announce it. So I did send out my application for the bootcamp.
Yun!
AWR. Yeah.
Yun.
It's the same thing with stand-up. Eh. Like, I've always been a fan. Parang, part of my, the thing is about my life is that parang, the things that I like doing, I always do. Like,
okay.
video games. Sige, nagkomsay ako.
Sure.
Diba? Basketball, I've always played basketball. Tawag dun, stand-up comedy. I thought I've never get to try it. I tried it, ended up loving it. Ngayon, wrestling na lang yung kulang sa buhay ko. So I was like, it's available now. I can't ignore it. So I have to do it. I have to try throwing it.
All right.
If I like it, I'll stick to it. If not, if it ends up putting me in a wheelchair, I'll stop, definitely.
But you know what? Our boy here, our boy Red, is very multifaceted. He's not just a former copywriter, not just a stand-up comedian. Apparently, you're also a commercial endorser.
Oh!
How did that come about? Oh, wait, for those who don't know, what, ano to?
Yeah,
ano yung nagawa mo?
Okay. Tell us about this.
For those who don't know.
So, do I say it?
Yeah.
If you're allowed to say it.
They got me to do one of the roles in a Tandoi Ice commercial.
Okay.
And the thing that I love and exceptionally proud about it is that they don't have shirts that fit me because I'm a big guy. And the stylist is like, oh, hindi na naman kasi ito, ganyan-ganyan. Dapat magdala ka ng shirt sa shoot. And what I did was like, I emptied out the wrestling part of my closet. So I dinala ko lang yung CM Punk, Ultimate Warrior, and Daniel Bryan t-shirts ko. That was the only thing.
How many shirts do you have?
Among those particular wrestlers, I have siguro mga 8 ganun.
Wow.
8
shit.
Or 7 siguro.
Saan ka nakakuha? Kasi a lot of guys here, a lot of fans here want to know
Jedrick's Toys, pare.
Ah, okay, yeah, Jedrick's Toys.
Jedrick's Toys.
We should really get some from them.
Yeah, that's in Green Hills, diba?
Yeah.
Jedrick's Toys, if you're listening to the podcast.
Yeah. I love
sponsor
this.
Naman.
Sponsor Jad.
This guy, no, Jedrick.
We'll make it happen.
Went to one of, I was doing a show in Ateneo. We had one of these big campus tours. And I ordered an Ultimate Warrior shirt sa kanya for the longest time.
Okay.
Tagal na. Tapos sabi ko, is there any chance that it's gonna make it this day? Because I have a show tonight, ganyan. So he went in the mid part of the show. I was on like at the second half.
Right.
Nung nag-half break, nag-halftime break, lumabas ako and Jedrick was there with like a sack of shirts. Like, here my shirts, man! I'm up next!
No, but going back, so you had these, the CM Punk shirt, the Warrior shirt, and the Daniel Bryan shirt, and you had that shoot.
Yeah.
So ano nangyari?
So they had me put on one of the CM Punk shirts and one of the Daniel Bryan shirts, and they liked it because may yes, parang positive daw or something.
Yeah, yeah.
some stupid advertising thing that they do, like parang nice kasi positive ganyan.
So they just connect every random thing.
Yeah, they don't, and they were like parang hindi naman brand yung sinusuot mo, no? Hindi naman siya, hindi yung brand. Direk lang yan.
Only to know.
Yeah.
Only to know.
So, ano yung, what's the reaction from like your friends, especially those who know that you're a smark or you're a mark?
Well, they liked it. Ang nakakatawa pa doon is that the scoring of that commercial is based on Ric Flair's
name. Yeah. Heard
so
this.
Everybody thought it was like, oh, they made him wear the wrestling shirt.
What about the other
guy? It's my shirt. Yeah, it's my shirt.
So now that's one particular instance when we know that your fandom really was incorporated into your work. But do you incorporate it sa stand-up comedy?
Yeah. Like, kunwari, before, when I was starting out, I was this parang generic guy. Like, parang for siguro first 3 years ko, I didn't really connect with the crowd the way I do now. And parang the way I saw it all the time is like, I'm channeling people na mali. Parang ganun. Like, parang, why are you... Like, one of the noob mistakes, like the rookie mistakes ng mga comedian is that they have an idol. Okay. And they try to emulate it. Na comedian, eh.
Okay.
Right.
Mali. Kasi it's like an original kind of thing. So I was like, parang, why would I... So iniisip ko, parang, I should be myself. Like, who do you really like? Ganun. So I started channeling CM Punk.
Right.
Yeah. So... I did parang CM Punk is parang angst niya parating nilalabas niya, so I did angst about my weight parating ganun.
Right.
So and then just you know parang dagdagan mo lang ng konting comedic exaggerations, and that's who I really tap into usually is Phil Brooks.
Phil CM Punk Brooks.
But when you, I know you call yourself the heavyweight champ of stand-up comedy. So.
Oh no, they gave me that name.
Okay. But like, what I was about to ask was, is there anyone else, ba, let's say in the stand-up circuit or in Comedy Manila, who's actually interesting? Then,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
somebody to relate to, I guess.
Chino Liao, one of 89.9's Junior Jocks, one of our old one of our oldest comedians there.
No, kalaban ni Stan.
No, he's fine. You know, I've always wanted to meet that guy actually.
Chino.
Like I've heard him on the radio yeah. before.
So wrestling fan siya. One of my batchmates stand up comedy Trian Lawang is actually is the biggest Kenta Mark that I know. Pero he doesn't do stand up comedy that well na that much na. Out of the other guys stand up comedy, they're like old school wrestling fans, you know. Like,
right, parang, right.
Oh, Jake the Snake, you know. Like Ryan Rem Sarita comes out to Ric Flair's music when we do shows.
Yeah, I actually remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So
from the Citrus show.
Sa ako naman I come out to Cult of Personality.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Which is funny because I did a show in La Salle. And after, we had like a meet and greet stage. People were taking pictures with me. Ganyan, ganyan. One of the guys was like, parang like your theme. Ganyan. I was like, parang theme? That's like a wrestling term. And this guy was like, yeah, yeah, I have to represent, man. And how else would people know that I would have, I don't know, I'm like a smart guy or something. So, usap kami for a long time. Then, sir, it turns out to be Ken Warren. Oh!
Your boy.
So, yeah. See, hashtag...
hashtag
social
that.
Media. Yeah, social media. The human trending topic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Human trending topics.
Yeah, your boy, Ken
One
Warren.
Of our friends here on the podcast.
Yeah.
So,
sup, Kenwa?
Yeah, so, I actually don't remember hearing Cult of Personality. Like, when I saw you perform at Citrus. So that was the one gig, but I remember the weight jokes. I remember the Jahol jokes. Those were hilarious. And like
you.
I think that was probably my introduction to local stand up comedy. Because yeah. admittedly, I've never been to one of the gay comedy bars.
Diba? Ah, talaga?
You know, stand up comedy, in, diba? I mean, but like it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not
right?
the same. Exactly. So I think that's what Comedy Manila is trying to do. They're trying to separate that
yeah,
level
it's,
of comedy.
It's originality, it. Talaga. That's what separates us. Is that we write our own shit, and if we end up. Like even like accidentally write using existing things.
Material.
Tapos pag sinabi sa amin yun, pinatapa namin yun.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's like talagang originality.
But you don't do wrestling jokes, do you?
I have a generic answer for that. It's like parang ayaw i-joke yung wrestling kasi hindi siya joke sa amin.
Yun.
I like to have something that doesn't fly.
Okay.
Like mga tipong...
Baka dito po. Dito po.
Like when I say parang wrestling, I've always had this thing na parang inaaway ako ng mga tao say parang fake naman yan, bakit naman fake na yan? Sabi ko, ah, puta, nanood kang pelikula, di ba? Sabi ko, nanood ka ng anong favorite movie mo? Ah, Star Wars. Ah, Star Wars, totoo kasi Star Wars eh. Gagawin ko lang, but people don't like that.
But it's true though, it's true. It's a valid argument.
It's the same arguments that the three
everyone,
of us give.
Everyone does.
Exactly.
But so let's talk about your fandom now.
Yeah.
I think I can probably assume you're a Punk and Brian fan.
Yeah, I'm mostly Punk actually.
But how did you start?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody starts out with like being a wrestling guy from the start, diba? Like,
yeah, that's right.
Watch Hulk Hogan or you know, I don't know how young you guys are, but
no, we're almost the same age.
I did have a Hulk Hogan action figure growing up. Tapos Warrior, those type of things. So, syempre, the biggest era for me was the Attitude Era. When I growing up with that era.
Oh, naman.
Tapos it was then they took wrestling off Star Sports.
Yeah,
you couldn't watch wrestling anywhere.
Right,
right. And but there was the internet, so you could just for like years I was just reading. Parang ganun.
And then Jack TV.
And then Jack TV came up. Wrestling nabuhay ulit. And then the internet came up. And then this where I start becoming like. Smart fan, no? I'm air quoting again.
Yeah.
Smart fan is that there was a time that this friend of mine had me watch an ROH match, very Ooh. Obscure. Parang I think it's Daniels, Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles against Briscoe Brothers. I think
nice.
And
in ROH, that would be like 2002.
Probably like it's an old ganun. De baka ano pa? Baka di mga more recent, like mga 2005-6 siguro. Mga ganun. It was one of the time when Jim Cornette went up in ROH and he was promoting tag team as the main event sa mga events nila. Like, that's good tag team wrestling. Mga ganung klase. So they had that. And then sorry. I'm not saying it in chronological order. So one of those matches pinanood ko. And I was like, wow, the spots are really nice. But I didn't know it was called spots before. But I'm just like paraphrasing now. Like, spots are really nice. Ganda ganyan. I wanna watch more. So I ended up downloading ROH with my very slow internet connection.
Hindi pa naman dial-up.
Hindi naman. Broadband na. Oh. Kahit pa paano. Mga 384. So, ginagawa ko, we'd go to school like early.
Mm.
And the internet connection there is early.
It's fast.
It's fast.
Yeah.
So, we do some comsci shit to get out of the firewall or whatever. Yeah. And we end up like downloading things in bulk, like mga lumang matches. Mm. And I end up seeing sila Homicide, Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe really got me hooked in the indies.
Okay.
Samoa Joe. Because this guy's fat. Sobrang badass niya gumalaw.
Oh.
Tapos then I saw Daniels, Joe, Styles. That's a 5-star match. The TNA. Only 5-star match in TNA.
Yeah.
And I was so into that feud na kasi parang weird, like, kasi galing ROH ng mga to eh. At the time, I was also seeing Punk and Hero, Punk and Cabana, type of thing. But the one that really sold me with Punk was then, siya yung one of the first guys who got a developmental contract.
Yeah.
Oh.
So everybody was like, I still remember it na parang everybody's, oh, this guy's leaving, ganyan. Then this guy, I don't know if you know this very, very nice portion that he took the belt because he was champion back then. ROH belt, which like the ROH like honor. We shake hands before wrestling again. And then he took his developmental contract on top of the belt. Then he signed it on top of it.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this guy's badass.
The Summer of Punk.
So that was it.
Original
that
was Summer.
The original Summer of Punk.
Yung talagang malupit na ano na. That made me into like a Punk's the next guy talaga.
Mm.
So your heart. So how do you feel about CM Punk now?
Right now,
that's right. Yeah.
Right now.
Good question.
Considering the UFC and all of
as
it.
As a selfish fan, I feel like he shouldn't do what he's doing right now.
Why?
I feel like he should have tawag din. Kasi he belongs in wrestling, man. That's where he tawag din. He made his name and everything. He deserves the UFC thing. But as like a selfish fan, syempre I wanted to see him in the ring. That's it. Man. Yeah.
Do you think a return is
imminent?
Yeah.
Not even imminent. Possible at this point.
Yeah, very, very possible.
Because like we've talked about it a bit on the show. Na parang we don't know where Punk's gonna go. Eh.
Yeah, we don't know that, but for sure, I think he's gonna come back.
So it's safe to say that you'd rather have him wrestle in the pro wrestling ring instead of in the octagon.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Hell yes. So I don't want to see him beat up.
He might even be stand a chance, you know?
In like a sports stats perspective, he's like 36 years old.
That's true.
No striking back.
And a white belt.
And a white belt. Well, he's a forever white belt, though. Mm. He doesn't
plus,
accept
nagging
the
injuries.
Bets.
He's got those nagging injuries.
Yeah, he does.
From a sports perspective, yeah. as what Red said, parang ang hirap to accept a 36-year-old rookie with banged up body parts.
Yeah,
you take a break for that long, no? But
he can do wins. He can win against people that also suck.
Probably.
Pero he won't be champion, man.
Oh yeah,
it's not
sure.
gonna be
for
great
sure.
there. Alam mo yun?
I think alam pati siya alam niya yun.
Yeah,
can't be champion.
Yeah, so
show lang siya
para sa akin is like, all right, he's just taking off like a bucket list thing, I think. And
I hope
after that
tie.
Comes, he's gonna come back for sure.
So who's filling that void now for
in
you?
Pro wrestling? In pro
ah, yeah, Rollins is probably my guy now.
Our superstar,
because ROH then the ROH background probably.
Though I did stop watching ROH when it was Tyler Black. I saw some like 2 matches. Ganun. Yeah, impressive naman siya. But tawag doon, ang lupit niya ngayon. Like man, sick finisher, man. So
for sure.
Sobrang lupit.
It's better than Avada Kedavra.
Now it is.
I mean, like, it's really not. He has a really sick super kick.
Mm, he does.
But the thing is,
he does.
The thing is, he hasn't used it in a while.
Mm,
Wala kasi. It's super kick, super kick, super kick. It's super kick, it's sweet chin music. That's so right, wala ka na magagawa. You can't use that as a finish.
You can't call it your own. And I think what Rollins did with the curb stomp is he took it and then he really put his signature stamp on
it. Yes, yes. Very vile finisher.
Right. So, what do you look forward to? Like, let's say you watch your wrestling, aside from, let's say, watching Rollins do his next thing, what is it that you look for now as a fan in 2015?
Ah, okay. I like people who knows how to speak in the mic. I've always been an edgehead before.
Okay. Nice, nice.
Edge, siyempre CM Punk. Mm-hmm. Brian's not so good in the mic, but he's okay. Tawag dun. Right now, on the mic is Bray and Dean. That feud was very, very nice. I liked it. Kinda parang feeling ko stretched out a bit.
For sure. Sure.
Pero
for sure.
I'm really looking forward to the rumored. I don't know if I posted this in the SGP group. Like, my fantasy is that have a Shield main event, triple threat match.
Oh, yeah.
Which is possible now, by the way. Which I think should be added in your spots and botches. Like, they put in Rollins in the triple threat match.
You know what? I agree.
Yeah.
We can probably add that as a belated addition to the list
My prediction there is going to be they're going to lose. Cena or Brock's probably going to win. And then he cashes in.
Oh, okay.
That same.
So he has two shots.
Yeah, he has two shots.
Yeah,
diba?
Actually, parang.
Pwede.
Makes sense. Napansin ko rin recently na parang, I'd say earlier today, I saw it's SGP groups. Na they're talking about it. Na there, it's actually very plausible.
Yeah.
Na Rollins walks out regardless.
Yeah.
Na parang either in a finger poke of doom situation.
Yeah.
Oh no way.
Or in a legitimate beatdown after.
Yeah, yeah.
Kaya yun.
That would be sick.
I don't know how they're gonna do it, but last year Road to WrestleMania was really good. I mean, ito lang, like, did you think last year was like they were really shitting on Bryan? Then they swerved.
Nope.
I thought it was like everything talaga.
Hindi planado.
You thought it was
impossible.
Planned?
I thought it was planned.
How could you think it was planned? I mean,
impossible.
No. I can agree with Red. I can understand where he's coming from. At the time, hindi pa natin alam kung ano yung nangyari, but that was before Punk's admission on Art of Wrestling.
Yeah.
And it was easy to try and connect the dots together. Na hey, maybe it was planned.
But I okay.
Well, by the end, syempre, malamang plan.
Ito rin lang, one theory after that Art of Wrestling thing was that I feel like they did that Bryan push, like, side motivational is just to spite Punk. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nagwa ko.
Oh,
sige.
I feel
yeah,
the same
for
way.
Sure, for sure.
Give you what you like.
Now, whenever Red and I get to chat on Facebook, one of the things that I really remember from our conversations is when he told me that it's nice to actually be able to talk to people again openly about wrestling.
Yes, totoo.
So, like, I remember before SGP came about, like, the only people I really would talk to about wrestling are si Anthony, si Ro, and probably Jox.
Yeah.
So those are guys from the group, right? So let's say from your perspective, before you got to openly talk about it, as if it's a taboo. It's not a taboo.
Yeah, it's not.
How would you deal with it? Like, how did you get that itch out?
Oh, man. I just read. Wala talaga. I had nobody. Like, bihira lang. I had this comedian friend from Hong Kong, Garen, who's a very smarky guy.
Yeah.
And another comedian there, Tambi. But they're in Hong Kong. It's just like every time there's something happening in wrestling that I like, I mark out in that chat. Parang Garen, all caps. Parang OMG, our evolution. Have you seen? Ganun lang. Before like the SGP thing, wala talaga.
Actually,
mga friends ko, they know how to like piss me off. They're like, "Tangina, galing ni John Cena, no? Best in the world." No,
son,
shut up.
Actually, one of the things na napansin ko sa'yo sa Facebook, yung profile picture mo, Kevin Steen stylized RO.
Yeah.
Ang ganda.
Hey, yeah.
That's very easy to do. That's like very easy Photoshop. That's what I liked about it. But Steen, abutan ko naman yung Steen generico days. No?
Before
I stopped watching ROH. So.
Why did you stop watching ROH pala?
Wala lang time.
Okay,
cause
yeah.
I was working advertising like 9 hours a day, ganun. So it was just exclusively WWE
for
me.
Okay, alright. What do we think about WWE?
Yeah, just catch up, diba?
ganun lang. Like, parang dating nga, ano lang ako, you, ano lang, clips lang dun sa www.com mismo.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay.
After. Then, Punk dropped the pipe bomb. I was like, okay, gotta
watch
the,
again.
Gotta find the torrent sites.
So, yung Summer of Punk, that pipe bomb was yung turning point mo pabalik into the fandom?
Yeah, definitely. I started reading again, mga ganun. Started watching some indie, konting indies, pero mostly WWE talaga.
But since now that you're actually trying to make your own foray into wrestling, this is really interesting, no? Because like among the four of us in this room, I'm the only one who really blatantly expressed I don't want to.
But you're still part of it.
You're still watching,
right?
Yeah. I am watching all the time, and I am part of PWR. But it's not in my place to lace up my boots. Yeah. So I always ask this of everybody who wants to lace up their own boots and get in the ring.
Yeah.
Why? Like, what's the big driving force? I mean, I know that, dude, you want to try it, but
that's the dream.
Why?
That's the dream.
Yun talaga. Like, even above, I've always said this. Like, people have said that it was like people have taken it as a joke.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I've always said that if there's one thing I'm gonna leave stand-up comedy for, it's professional wrestling. Wow. But I'm not gonna leave it. But right now I'm in too deep.
Right.
With stand-up comedy, right now I don't see leaving it. Pero right now, kung talagang kunari, if it's WWE contract and special at Carnegie Hall, it's WWE contract.
Like, gun to your head.
Yeah,
pick one.
Yeah.
And what's the reaction from, let's say, your friends who found out Red's going to do boot camp? Yeah.
Alam mo na?
I don't really
announce
it.
This is the announcement.
Yeah.
It's exclusive. So exclusively here on the SGP podcast.
We're
going to
do the Bullex Club. This is a stable right here right now.
May tag team partner na siya.
Right, so Red, tell us about your next upcoming shows with Comedy Manila, and of course, where our listeners can catch you.
Well, my next show is going to be on the 24th, 1-2-1 at Pasong Tama Extension.
Oh, is that the one?
No, iba pa yan.
I'm going to be joined by GB Labrador. We're both going to be headlining the show, I think.
24.
I'm not sure.
That's a Saturday. Two Saturdays.
Yeah, that's a Saturday. That's a very, very... I'm very excited because it's one of the first weekend shows of the year.
Nice.
So it's nice. There's a lot of things going on sa Comedy Manila ngayon. We have the Magners Comedy Festival on March, which is going to be like 9 shows a day.
Wait, Magners yung alak?
Yeah, the apple cider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was in the country.
Yeah, they're into like comedy festivals for some reason.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, but,
very weird.
Sorry, talagang as branding. For branding. Diba? Talagang, ano yung connect?
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Anyway.
tawag dun, there's a competition going on, and I asked you to judge.
Yeah. I'm very honored, and I'm actually going to be one of the judges. So
yeah,
I'm going to
be one
that.
Of the judges for it. The competition is going to be on the 27th. I'm not going to be involved in that. I'm going to be judging at the finals yata or something, or going to be performing one of the things. Pero, man, I'm so excited about tawag dun. I've already asked GB, the guy who books the shows and the main guy in Comedy Manila.
Yeah, the booker of Comedy Manila.
But he's really one of the best guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's really good.
Tawag dun. I asked him like parang 18? Like that weekend at the 18, don't book me. Hey. And the next PWR show, I have to watch these guys. Kasi parating nakakasabay sa ano eh.
Oh, talaga.
Sa booking eh.
And he agreed naman.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm sure magagawa.
Good. Of course, we hope to see more of
Wait. I have one last question for you.
Sure.
I just remembered because my ex-girlfriend is getting into stand-up comedy.
Is this the ex-girlfriend I know?
Oh, naman, papi.
What's her name?
Off-air na. No, but I would like to ask your insight on people who want to not just get into stand-up comedy and not just get into professional wrestling, but those who want to start chasing their dreams, even though it's impractical. What's your advice to them?
Oh, no, it's never impractical. You're in... we're going to get really YOLO-y here.
Yun.
Tawag dun.
Seemingly impractical. Kasi.
Ang pinaka-nakakatawa dito is that we're born into a system that you have to go to school, then get a degree, get a job, get married, have kids. Diba ganun? Ganun lang yung ano may. Like, work your way into making money, getting a big salary, and then...
nice job, get a car.
Blow all that money on your kids' education. That's yun yung system eh. Diba?
Right.
That's a system.
It's a schema.
That's the template.
Schema! Okay, wait, pause.
Schema.
Okay, for those of you who have been listening to us for the past few months...
Open your dictionary.
Stan has come up with expanded vocabulary words every single show towards the end of the show, and I will shit on you
schema?
Now. Schema.
Yo, that's to take nice, from huh? to yeah. take from classical Brian Leo. For those of you who don't know, you should know because it's for your own good.
Fuck you.
No. Schema. It's a very. I've always believed in Taugden, not just using the words that we have right now. Make your own words,
or expand your fucking vocabulary. What?
Oh, I see. Going back.
Going back to red.
So that we're born into a system, right? Parang ganon.
Apparently a schema.
Yeah, apparently a schema. But tawag dun, ang pinaka things that are missing out with, especially with the kids now. Kids, oh my god. Why am I saying that? Especially with the people nowadays, is that they don't think na parang
young people.
When there's no money involved, they think it's not gonna happen. And parang oh, walang pera dyan. That's like they're dun sila na turn off.
Yan yung ano, yan yung
weird,
yung,
no?
Yung basic reason, parang like no, because me and Red from advertising, the first thing that people would tell me, parang say, oh, pare, that's good for you, ah, may pera dyan, eh.
Oh yeah. Diba? I hate that. Yeah.
That's why me.
I've always said na parang money so hard to earn now. It's not ano tawag na, our salary so low.
Sure.
It's not worth working for.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So 9 to 5, get a 9 to 5 job. Tapos na yun. Do that, fine. But whatever else that you do in your life after that, sana wag na siya related sa work mo. Whatever.
Sana naman.
Just do what you want to do, diba? Like parang life's too short, man.
Look, I mean, like I agree. I mean, you spend too much time in school, like you know, following other people's orders.
True. And your prime years too.
Right.
Diba?
Your heyday. You spend your youth. In Camus's case, you're fucking
10 years old.
Right. Spent too much fucking time.
Nagpeak na ako sa 10 years old eh.
Spent too much fucking time doing what other people tell you to do. At some point, you're gonna have to do things for you.
Yeah.
So that's something. Do I agree, you? I agree with as well. So yeah. So any advice, naman, for people who actually want to get into stand-up comedy?
Stand-up comedy. The only thing that I do with the new guys, and recently I've just adopted this parang style of like mentoring the guys. Parang dati kasi when they ask, I give them the answers. Like the new guys, like, oh, what do I do when ganyan? What do I do pag ganyan? Sabihin ko yung mga technical shit. And they won't understand. They end up confusing themselves. My take is that you're doing stand-up comedy because it's a tawag dun, it's one of the things that you've always wanted to do. So the most important thing about it is you should learn how to have fun first. That's it. And then I'll drown you out with the technicalities after. Diba?
I-boot camp din ba?
No, just go to the open mics.
Yun.
In a pinaka-boot camp.
Yeah.
Alright, so we told you how you can see Red Oliera in the coming months and the coming weeks. How can our listeners reach you on social media?
I'm available on social media at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Comedy by Red.
And if anybody wants to book you, how do they get in touch with you?
Just go to comedymanila.com.
Alright. Yeah. So with that, I guess that ends our exclusive interview with the one and only heavyweight champion of stand-up comedy in Manila, Manila's own Red Oliero. Thank you so much for joining us.
Watch out, PWR.
Yun.
Watch out, PWR. I'm a blow my knee in front of you guys.
At least it's a knee and not a quad.
Hey.
Red Oliero is coming for you, PWR. And as for us, we're also going to get on out of here. Thank you so much for welcoming us back.
Wait, we're not
doing
picks of the week?
Real quick.
Really quickly, pick of the
really
week.
Really quick, pick of the week, you.
Ah, wait. Go muna.
Yeah, fine.
What is pick of the week?
Oh, pick of the week.
Okay, yeah. So, pick of the week is your favorite match or moment from the past week in wrestling.
Meron ka ba niyan?
Meron.
Ikaw, what's yours?
Mine is tawag dun, the inclusion of Seth Rollins in the
World Title match.
No explanation either.
Yeah, it's tawag dun, it's a way of making my dream a reality, which is like a Shield triple threat match for the title.
Okay. Should it happen at WrestleMania?
Yes, it should. It should.
Well, for me, like, I'm obviously going
minutes,
with...
Minutes,
I'm just
going
to say it. The whole fucking Wrestle Kingdom.
The whole thing?
The whole fucking
main event.
That's such a fucking cop-out. Okay, fine.
Sabihin mo na main event. I don't want to say.
Yeah, if you're going to pick the main event, pick the fucking main event.
Okay, it's the main event.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pick Nakamura versus Ibushi.
Oh, man.
That was fucking awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
Okay.
You're stuck with the styles.
King Swans.
No. I'm gonna choose Aztec Warfare.
Okay, Aztec. Okay. Lucha Underground. For those of you who haven't seen Lucha Underground this week, the whole episode is just the
Aztec Warfare match. It's a Royal Rumble match, but instead of winning by eliminating over the top rope, there's
pinfall
and
submission. And it's pretty fun. Like, admittedly pretty fun. Worth watching. We're not going to tell you who wins.
Most importantly, though, the ladies are in it. So yes. That means the ladies
equal
are also,
gender opportunity.
The ladies are also in contention for the stolen Aztec gold Lucha
belt.
Underground Championship.
Right. Now more than ever, I want you two to shut up so we can end this and I can watch this happen.
All right.
Do it. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Now remember, if there's anything you want to agree with, disagree with, debate with us about, or just chime in on the SGP podcast, make sure to tweet us at the SGP podcast. And individually, it's at Stan947.
At Caveman Camus.
Comedy by Red.
At Rose War.
And we'd like to thank you once again for welcoming 2015 with us on this episode of the SGP podcast. Now stick around because next week we're going to get really, really in depth with one of our bigger guests. We promised bigger guests.
Malaypa.
Wow.
We're going to take it even bigger and better. Not saying that Red isn't better, but Red is.
Red is the fucking heavyweight champion.
He's a fucking heavyweight champ. Now, we're going to go a little bit mainstream and indie at the same time with our next guest. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to see you next week on the next episode of the SGP podcast. Peace out.
Peace.
Sana nagpaputok kayo sa labas this past New Year. Thank you very much.